now that we've gotten through that, you know, it's time to get to the main event, if you will. Brother Seven, are you with us, beloved?
Oh, yes, I'm definitely here, brother. Man, it's definitely good to be forward and on the show again. And I'm just, you know, working on containing my energy right now and staying grounded. It's just very
Oh, yes, believe me, no, don't contain that energy. You know, let it flow. You know, because, you know, us as a people, we've contained our energy for far too long. You know, it's time to let it all hang out. You know, so basically, we're going to pick up where we are, where we left off from before. Now, you know, you're a very special brother, you know, and, you know, you deal directly with the spirits, okay? And, you know, to me, I look at you as a prophet. Okay, because it's, you know, it appears you have a direct line with the unseen world. And as we mentioned in our private conversation today, you know, one of the main things you wanted to bring to the family was what do the gods really want from us? So please, brother, you know, please expound on that.
Okay, well, first I just wanted to, because a lot of people that are hearing this stuff now wondering, you know, where is my information coming from? So since we have a 3-hour segment, it's definitely necessary for that to be, you know, put forth first. And
yes.
Really when I was a child, I had the ability to be able to travel through the dream world as if it was this world, and I just thought I'd do that. And I would be able to bring things from that world, and about 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, they would appear in this world. And that continued to happen up until I reached around 12 or 13 when I started just getting immersed more in what was going on in this particular reality, more so than that world that I was delving in as a child. And I've seen a lot of things, and then by the time I turned 24, I had a situation occur where I started to get re-inclined to dealing with the spiritual world. And now I'm 31, and I've definitely been through enough. And I'm sitting on a master number. What I figured out is if you're sitting on a particular double-digit number as far as your birthday is concerned, there is the ability to traverse through certain religions and dogmas and faiths and belief systems and things like this without getting a normal hold on that a person has when they just aren't on a master number. And, you know, I'm sure this just has something to do with how the Most High put things together. But what began to happen is I began to go into these religions, but seeking to become the highest in that particular religion. And so if it was Christianity, then I was going to see Shekinah or Holy Ghost or Sophis or Sophia. And if it was Islam, I was going to see Al-Khidr, or the green one, and Shekinah, as they also mentioned it. And so I got a chance to see exactly what was going on in those worlds, and I was very active in those worlds, and I believe it was like moving up a pyramid. And people should understand that all religions are a pyramid, and if you can gain stuff from it, then go up the next step. But if you get stuck, you still have to realize the water is rising. The water rises on this planet, you know, and there, or what we just say is that a cleaning process comes to the planet during every cycle. So basically what happened was is that I started discovering that, especially within the deities, that there was a lot of energy coming off of those deities that wasn't beneficial for the people as far as their total enlightenment phase. And so to put it in layman's terms, I found out that the gods were really up to something more than what people expected and would admit to say, because they felt that these beings were higher and greater than them. And it just had come out within main circles now, but within the initiated circles, everyone knew that the serpent played a heavy role in what the individuals were calling gods. And so now we've been able to track these beings to geometric shapes because they allowed us to learn the geometric shapes and the basic language of things. And that's what the code to the matrix does, is it reveals not only the code within the letters, but also the numbers and the colors. And, you know, just the system that is congruent within the whole earth and just how things are built. And so what this has gotten into now is we figured out that basically everything is based on energy. And what people are asking for right now within their particular belief system, well, right now because of their tuning, is success, which equals money to them. And the spirit itself is not a material life form, so its calculation of how it makes money is really within abundance. And so basically a whole world ensued with where individuals were getting involved in the deeper things of life, imagining that it was something material, imagining it had something to do with money. And therefore, there was other beings that had passed from this world, some coming to this world, that they began to evoke and to enlist to do things for them. And it became basically like real estate, where the god with the most souls has the most power, strictly off of, depending upon his souls are trained, how his souls are trained, an army. And so what we discovered in the astral planes is that there was armies that were set up that were actually warring against each other, full of the souls of individuals that had been bequeathed to them during this particular lifetime, this lifetime here on in an earth plane or a 3D plane. And so, you know, that's really where things start. You know, I can definitely let you chime in to what's happening and to see if you want to bring any direct questions aboard.
Ah, I see. Yes, definitely. But right now, I don't have any questions right now, so please continue.
Okay, I'll keep rolling with it. So, you know, so what ends up happening here is that this is the 10th cycle. This is what they just call the Omega, and that's why you have a lot of people, you know, going around chanting Om and things like that, not understanding that that's the sound of the end of the world, not the beginning. And
this
Omega is also called the Tin Man. There's a heavy lure within the Wizard of Oz series that is actually a high level of mind control. And one of those characters is the Tin Man, and it symbolizes the cycle where man goes through where he doesn't have a heart, and he's been using oil, and he's very dirty. And this cycle is, you know, what they call the cycle that ends things, a new beginning. And so what's happening here because of the multiple influences, of course, this spans out into a larger story. But what's been happening is that because of this particular time segment, which is what people are about to see within 1 year, is a complete transformation within the species itself. The actual human being is going to make a transformation. And for many, that's going to be positive, and for many that's going to be negative. It's about 50-50. And I was playing it from this level. Certain times you can look at a person, let's say if you're on the level of a light being, light beings have learned lessons about looking down on lower beings and saying, oh, they're lower than me. That, you know, doesn't get anything done. That's like kicking a person down the ladder rather than pulling them up. So, but there are beings that are below us. So if we look at a demon and we say, oh, it's a negative being, but we don't understand that it was hell first, and then it'll be before this. And then
breaking up a little bit, brother.
It's still descending. It's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to test down here, but you know, we have a connection. I'm actually in a foreign country right now, so the connection is a little shifty at times.
Oh yes.
Okay, can you actually hear me?
Yes,
okay?
We can hear you clearly now.
Okay, so basically what ended up happening is now at the end of the cycle, human beings have an opportunity to actually descend or ascend at this point. And it is in this last stretch that individuals are attempting to, for better lack of words, distract the human race from its ascension process. Very heavy. And this is really what is now the grand finale, as it's called. There's going to be more distractions. Like I have to separate myself personally from the world because of how many quote-unquote agents were within the world. Individuals, at the moment that you start getting on to the track of real knowledge, they were going to almost materialize out of nowhere to deter you from that and to harness your energy and put it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And so what needed to be said is, you know, I elder stepped forth 3 days ago. I just got the message today. I elder stepped forth 3 days ago. And me, I'm still 31, so as an age concern, I'm not an elder in age, but of course my aura is aeon old. And so at this point, when the elder stepped forth, which was Gilbert Blair, we decided, even as today, as the resistance, you know, we're 500 people strong and we can definitely grow stronger, and we have at least 20,000 people with our literature in their house. we've decided to make a step forward for the human race to bring its complete vibration up and to let it know what's really going on from every single level and to confront those that are not doing that. Because it appears at this point that we're being attacked. And, you know, as the old saying says, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I think a lot of people have that personality. They don't, you know, they don't get into, especially spiritual people that are practicing positivity. They don't get into all the battles and dualities and things. But however, the indigo, we're here for a war, and that's something I was told even younger in my life when I talked to an older lady who could see auras, and she said, you know, you have an indigo aura and a crystal aura, and you're here for a war. And I never really understood what that meant because that was a long time ago. But now I see. And that allowed me to pretty much come to a position where we're ready to put together multiple things. We're already doing movies. We already have the book. We're putting this together, a social network, and we have a social network now. And so we're actually going to make what we know as the last stand for those that are positive beings that intend to ascend by just learning what we call now the esoteric secrets or the real meaning of life.
Oh yes, oh yes. You know, and I could certainly appreciate what you said about Dr. Blair. You know, he's I consider an elder of mine as well. You know, he's also been with us several times here on Occult Science Radio. You know, I miss him, and I have to bring him back. So now, if you're aligned with Dr. Delbert Blair, then you've definitely aligned yourself with someone who's very, very powerful. You know, because, you know, and I totally, totally agree with you in the fact that we need to confront people, you know, especially people that look like us who are out here under the guise of consciousness, but they're doing just as much to, shall we say, distract us, as you previously stated, as those who are obviously put out there to distract. Would you agree that to distract us? Would you agree?
Definitely, and even more on a high level, because this is where we're in the spiritual community itself. This is where the individual that's spiritually powerful has to hold up the whole nation.
Oh yes.
Because you can have like a bunch of millions of people out there voting for Obama that are unconscious. Millions of black people voting for Obama that are unconscious, but there's one conscious individual that can hold up a million people's mistake. And those conscious people grow in spiritual communities. They don't grow out really in the world.
That's right.
And so what we have to make available, especially for our youth that are coming through that have the special abilities, we have to make available a portal for them to be able to go into the higher knowledge so that they can continue to keep our ears open in other dimensions, because Earth is just not the only thing going on. I know it's, you know, crashed on a lot of people's parade, but there's multiple things going on here, and it behooves the person to get involved or see what the repercussions is for neglecting of such value. And so, you know, going right into things, and, you know, the book really started, you know, everybody kind of goes under the bus. We discovered a lot of things that were even appalling to recount and to even believe, especially with some of the black leaders and what they were involved in. Here's a simple example. Like, there's something going on right now that really needs to be put in its place, and that's in regards to Malachi York. Now, I've had the opportunity through the Most High to be around some of the individuals that were the closest into that network, even family members and some of the firstborn of the 200 kids that were bequeathed to fallen angels. And I will say this, they're saying that this individual was not guilty, but I've been next to some of the individuals that were abused that are suffering things from the rest of their life because of what went on in that community as when they were children and pure.
Wow.
Not to mention, he was still, if we want to put all that under the carpet, pointing everyone to Anu, which is still a Sumerian god and has every single connection with what's actually attempting to hold us back at this point. So that is one of the things that I'm talking about, where sometimes our ideas of just wanting to, you know, overthrow something and to get back together and there's this conspiracy going on, this disinformation immediately creeps in and does the opposite and takes advantage of that. And that's some of the things that we're going to end. See, this is now not about anymore. This is not about, you know, well, we're going to make sure that we're correct and we're a little afraid because, you know, they have magic and things like this. What we've brought with us doesn't have a name. And so if they're still calling on a God, they still haven't figured it out. And we know that now because that's what the ancients really knew. And they marked that in their books. Now, who knows who added more stuff to it after that? I have a few culprits. But what was originally told and said is that you could only interface with the Most High through yourself and inside. There was never anything external that you needed. And when you added something, you put yourself down a path or a top, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And once you did that, then you know it was going to be reincarnations of something like a game where it was going to get taken a little too serious and you can get really deep in it. They say many men have lost themselves playing in the cube. And what they're talking about is that pyramid is a tetrahedron, and it's eight sides on it, and it's a portal, and it sits down into a ley line and crosses over many different ley line energies here on Earth, and it was used for something and continues to be used for something on this plane and dimension. Now, if a person thinks they're going to get involved in a world like that and they're going to ever run something, that's like you trying to go into Bill Gates' company and just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You just walk in the front door. This is what we're going to do. We're going to cross over the software. Are you kidding? So many people never understand entering a pyramid. You stop at the bottom, and you start at the bottom, and you stop at the bottom. And the weight on top is so heavy, indeed, it crushes anything underneath it. And that is, you know, what really people think that they can play around with. And that's really what's coming forth to our people is, the same Elizabethan or fire cults that had started up before that didn't seem to get us anywhere but our memory wiped. Because the only thing that's precious about life is the memory, because if you don't have the memory, then it's like it didn't even exist. It's void. And that's why many people are going to find themselves going through the void, and because you can't map the void, a quarter zone or 333, as they call it. You can't map it. You get lost in it until you become made back in a substance called Ma'at. And then they bring you back through a pyramid again with your memory half gone. And so these are the things that we end up finding out what's going on. And so what we're doing, because of course if this level of information is being released, it's definitely the end. What we're doing is we're getting that information in people's hands, and we're doing everything that we can with the organizations that we started up to make sure that this gets to it rings across the earth. So that people just have a choice. That's the thing. The choice has been removed by consent of the person, but they've been conned, or like Apple's logo, Icon, or Genghis Khan. And so what they've been conned out of is their soul, because the beginning of this was, what do the gods really want? It just turns out that the human being harnesses a lot of it, especially when it's put through fear. And so most religions are fear-based. And where that begins, if you see where an individual ends up going, if you take a look at, like, some people are asking me about Hemet. They keep bothering me about Hemet and what I said about Hemet. Hemet knows what's going on. If you go to Facebook and you go in Hemet's pictures, you'll see the Baphomet, three or four of them right in there. And he's not displaying those as if, hey, this is some esoteric knowledge that we need to watch out for. He's displaying as if this is me. And so if people need to understand and get a brief lesson off of Baphomet again, they could just go ahead and Google it, because there's enough stuff out there for that. But it's time now for these people who are involved in this stuff just to say what they're involved in. Like, and the same thing with Jesus. You know, Moses raises a brazen serpent on top of a pole and tells everyone to fall down and worship it so they can be cured. But, I mean, wasn't it like four books ago we weren't supposed to be worshiping the serpent? So which one is it? And this is what I'm saying, is that I don't have a problem with people worshiping what they worship, but I do have a problem with people worshiping something they don't know what they're worshiping, if you get my drift. Because there's a lot of people that are involved in mysticism, and it won't be turning around for them anyway, but it's high time that what's been done in the dark comes to the light. Now, listen to the statement, what's been done in the dark will come to the light. Now, they practice in the dark. That's dark magic. So they already said that it was going to come to the light, because they manifested that thing. So now what they've been doing is coming to the light. So what we're doing is we're helping bring it to the light. Like the lion, the cowardly lion, as they say, won't come up and he won't admit what he's done. He won't say what he's done. So we're just going to help him out a little bit. And the reason is because my grandfather was a lion. He was Joseph Henry Lyons. And the Queen of England, her father's name is Henry Lyons. So it's true enough that the bloodlines do run true, but the bloodlines don't tell what a person is going to be about. The person tells what they're going to be about. There's no such thing with destiny unless you're going backwards. That means something's already been written about you. We're going forward where nothing's been written about us, tales unknown, as it's called. And so this is what I'm putting back within our youth, even if it seems like something new. What it is what's going to be able to get us to where we're not having this same experience over again because we keep going backwards like the two sons keep fighting with each other, whether it's Set and Osiris or whether it's on Israel or whether it's Al and An or whether it's, you know, over and over again, the continuation of fight. So we're going to leave the situation for them to continue to fight in, but what we intend to do is those that want to ascend, that's where we're going to take those individuals with us and then let them manifest what they've been wanting to manifest as they practice in the dark.
I see. Excellent. So now, you know, as Brother Stevie Wonder said many, many years ago, if you believe in things that you don't understand, then you'll suffer. You know, so I'm 47 years old. I've been around a long time. So, you know, I mean, when I listen to music, you know, I'm not just listening to the beat. You know, I'm not just listening to it, you know, to shake my booty and snap my finger. I'm listening for the message. You know, because, you know, I mean, I'm a child of the 60s. You know, I came up through the 70s and the 80s. And some of the messages that was in the music back then, Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, and Sun Ra, you know, unfortunately, a lot of brothers and sisters missed it, you know, because they were too into the beat, you know, and partying off that music. So what many of us need to do is go back and listen to some of that old music, because a lot of what brothers and sisters are just getting into now, a lot of them tried to tell us back then.
You know? Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got bands called Fifth Dimension and all sorts of things going on, and it's definitely a lot of knowledge that was continually being spread, pressed through. And here's how I see it. You know, what happens sometimes, you have individuals that are so brave, they can see the future already. And so what they do is it does take a strategy at times in order to change the future. It doesn't take just one action, it takes a strategy. And what I believe is definitely the ancestors that we do have saw all of this coming. The dolphin, at one point I was able to interface with the dolphin, and they speak in sonar. And the dolphin, the first thing that it said when I was able to transfer its signal was that it sent its signal into the future, and it could see the future with its signal. And that just made so much sense to me from a scientific standpoint. That if it already knows how to communicate with bouncing off sounds, all it's got to do is continue to send it at the actual material object until it completely formulates itself. And so seeing and knowing that there was something more to be achieved here out of the world than what is being presented is what gave me the fire that I have now to speak forth and say things as they need to be said. Because remember, a lot of this information, this part of the information is data. This is just getting a person caught up with what's going on. But it's really not about the, it's only a portion of the activation that is necessary to take place within the individual so that they can get themselves to a higher level. Because they're seeing the Most High through filters. And that's going to end up being a problem now. Meaning that the more people have described, okay, my God is a man, its name is God, and this is its story, and it started here, and it looked like this. They've made God into man. They made the Most High into man now. This is crazy. It's like, where's our focal point? Like, my focal point has to go sit on the toilet. That's not really what I know created this. And so what I started looking deeper into was definitely high mysticism. There was like a hyperdimensional language being spoken within the inner circles, the ones who did take all the books and had kept all of the contact with the gates. And when they started to tamper with the ley lines and put up the pyramid system. And what I will say at this point is that the earth has in itself a net around it. And when a person, and you can even see this net, if you actually use a black light and you cover your eyes at night, like you cover your eyes all night and you're the top of your head and you have a black light in your room, when you wake up in the morning about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like this, and you just pull the black cover off your eye and look right at a white wall, you'll see it. You'll see the grid. This is something that I've experimented with other individuals that weren't spiritually in tune, so they didn't have any other other equipment turned on, and they just could see it because of the change within the eye. And what I started noticing is that, okay, so a being came a while ago and was told to subdue the earth by putting it in a net. And this net they later called Indara's net. Now, of course, and this name also means Marduk. This name also means Cain. This name means so many of the same individual that when you really get the complete story, the people are actually worshiping the individual. That's
wow.
What makes it their version of how they run society is to make the person love their rapist, and they make them love the master and serve the master, and this is not going to work with the youth, and that's what's happening with the youth. They're ping ponging right now because right now the media icons are trying to push them in one direction, and this is your Jehovah. Or Jay-Z, okay, you can't take the name Jehovah for people to understand. You can't take this name unless you're affiliated with Jehovah. And I've had my sessions with Jehovah, and it's definitely a serpent being, and it's very powerful, and it seems to control most of the things going on in the United States that have avowed to the United States. But the most interesting thing about this whole thing was how people couldn't see that this rap individual was actually affiliated with it. Or Lil Wayne, which means Lil is the other name for Lilith, Wayne being the opposite side of the moon or when the moon is decreasing. So it's like not to mention Nas and Nazarites and Nazis, like and you know the affiliations that his father had, and we sat across from each other and so I've been able to see, you know, with the spiritual eye what's going on. And so now here's what it is. Like Dr. Bill was talking about, it's something like we used to call it the death wish. See, what happens is that one of the most strongest characters on the dimension is the person who just doesn't really care to live.
That's
because
right.
They already seen what comes after this, and they know it's better than this. And then so they are able to operate in the dimension with no fear and face nothing, no type of repercussions from a negative force, because they're ready to be completely removed from the dimension anyway. And so this is now what people, because the brother was asking on another show, he said, how much does fear really control everything? It controls everything.
Yes.
Like all the F words tend to control things. And that's another part of the code that we're presenting is showing how the language, the moment that the language was loaded, for better lack of words, we had to be on our guard. The language is so muddled with the deities themselves, a person evokes, and they're pantheistic all day. For those people who think they're monotheists, they're wrong. They're not serving one God. Just within the emphasis that we put on the words, especially when we say them, from even our own names, which is Amen, it's hidden. It's a mane, as the Zoroastrian and the Persians used to worship the manes. This is the arts of Mithras. These are the names that were spewed upon the earth that were, they say, were abhorred in heaven. They were thrown out of heaven. And so really, here's what we really we boil into is that now, the human being has an opportunity to actually put themselves on another level where they don't want to deal with this anymore, and this is now the time. It doesn't come any other time. At this point, the shift takes the cycle itself. Earth, from my understanding, is deciding to make its own decisions at this point, and that's something that I've not only got coming across from multiple channels, basically, even interfacing with the earth myself, because the earth has played host to many of these gods also, and that's just something that is necessary to elaborate on right now, because it does take us into longer stories of the history of the earth. But the thing about the earth is it's just like the difference between you and your mother. You're not your mother. You're not. Like Khalil, you're a part of her, yes, but not completely. And just like Khalil Gibran even said, you could the parents, they play like the bow. They can make the arrow straight as they can and then shoot it. But once it's off the bow, you can't tell it where it needs to go. And so that's really what's happening, or you can't affect it anymore. And that's really what's happening with the children from the sky. And they correspond to many of, as we see in Zodiac, every time a star appears, the person's born here on Earth, and then the constellation in which they appear around develops their influences on their body, not their spirit. See, the body came from the Earth. It's the flesh, and it's Karn, or Kar, as it's called. And when that being itself overthrows soul, who's solo, meaning alone, then there's going to be a problem with all the things that are associated with mammalian beings, which are the need for communion, the need to follow, the need to have support, warmth, all these different things. And so what we have to understand and to do is to master both beings, and that's why in a lot of the ancient teachings, they weren't missing anything, especially in some of the Chinese and Oriental systems of the discipline of the body. But now, you know, people are not ready to go to the extreme of forcing the body into some level of submission so that they can gain some high level of power. So the Most High, who's still the greatest planner, has allowed man to and woman to unlock into chemistry to where we understand how to change the molecular composite of the body with simple salt even, in order to allow people to experience what we would just call ascension. And begin to make that phase, because ascension is like a journey. It's, again, once you get started on it, it is really an EverQuest, and things are rapidly changing to the point where you learn how to completely blink into another reality and not be surprised that you're there. It's like a slider. You slide into life and body for a moment and be the best they can be for a couple of years or days or whatever, and then you slide into another experience. That's just the position that is also played here with a lot of individuals, and it's just an observer. And unfortunately, I wanted to be an observer this lifetime, but it looks like I'm going to be an activist. Because what I did find out is, you know, sometimes you do get the higher levels of knowledge and power, and you see the Arabot, and the magic window opens for you, and a hand comes out, and this stuff really happens. But what I found is that what is it all if your brother can't enjoy it?
Exactly.
It's like what I always found was that the moment that I would find something hidden knowledge and secrets, especially from the level of what I was interfacing with, the immediate thing I would do is blog about it. And that's what allowed me to keep receiving it. But that was completely opposite to what we had been taught, which was that once you learn the secret, you're supposed to keep it. Then I understood something simple. If you have all the money in the world, like not even all the money in the world, but let's say I've seen $26 million diamonds, and some person will actually buy that diamond, and they'll probably sit it on the counter for a while and look at it. But the thing is that when a human being comes, or let's say it's a man and a woman comes, he'll walk into the room with the woman and leave the diamond there. And then after a while, the diamond will go on the shelf. After a while, you won't even see the diamond anymore. It's just a pretty rock. But it's still $26 million worth of energy into that rock. And what
exactly.
I'm starting so what I'm starting to notice is, if anyone expects for the consciousness of our community to get ready to come up, it needs to listen to the individuals that have come forth, make a sound judgment of what they believe to be true, and to support them, no matter who it is. Like, whatever you're involved in, just go ahead and support it to its full degree. I'm not saying support me. I'm saying support anything that you're involved in so that you can at least get to the truth of it, because we've been half-heartedly doing things. And there's a book a long time ago, it's called Half Magic, telling how you had to wish for things twice in order for them to come true because you were divided in Maya. Maya means to split, and then it causes an illusion after that. And so people have to understand that they've been split and disconnected and all sorts of stuff, DNA shattered and ravaged by who? And that's one of the parts of what we're also bringing forth in the code highlights, is who's actually been involved. Now, it's a lot of them, because as I highlight in the video, there's several mentalities, and I show in certain movies and things like that the mentalities, especially in the Decoder series, which is available on YouTube now under the tag Innerstanding, INNERSTANDING. The video basically shows from multiple levels how definitely there's a hidden message embedded within the films, but not so much as this, but highlighting for it in a nice cinematographic advanced learning way of exactly what's been going on here and who's really at stake. So that way, I mean, who's really at fault? And so that way, next time one of us is rubbing shoulders and my organization is driven now towards getting closer to these people to put them on the spotlight like a esoteric version of Punk'd, where we ask, what was this symbol? What are you doing here at this meeting with this person? And then we'll see how funny that is for nighttime television, because they'll love it. Because once they find out that their truth is indeed stranger than fiction, then that's all they're going to lock onto anyway, because there's that part of the individual anyway that always is going to cater to something esoteric, and that's their soul. And so once we switch them off of material and onto soul, that's when we have the ability to see what we're trying to see from the population itself. Now the individual is separate. What you do for yourself, what you do with the knowledge and where you take it is really up to you. Affecting the consciousness of the world itself is still one of our dreams, because people have choice. So what I mean by that is that if when you want to raise the consciousness of a whole a group of individuals, then it's going to take some collaboration. Those individuals are going to have to get together. They're going to have to get together and talk. They're going to have to get together and strategize. You need to figure out who's the head, who's the feet. You have to do something of that nature, and that's exactly what the Illuminists have done, and the Ordinatis and the Rosicrucians have done, and the Theosophical Societies have done. They've gotten their thinkers together, and they've penetrated the realms, opened more dimensions for themselves. They kept a body here and a body in other planes, because you got two vehicles, two cars. Now imagine, like I was saying before, just to kind of go on a lighter note here, something interesting. How much is one of these things worth? How much are one of these organic bodies worth? Like some people sometimes always be trying to calculate how much money and things like that. They don't understand, man, you're sitting in an organic body. Like how much is that really worth compared to what it's capable of doing? You know, and so, and that's really what you have to understand is at stake, because they'll do anything to take it. And that's really what's happening in society, is that there's a price on it, as they show with the straw man and things like that. There's a price on the human body at this point. And that price extends for one, for the body, there's a material price for that. And then for the soul, you know, you would love to say it's priceless, but some are, you know, selling for cheap. So, but this is definitely some of the stuff that's being highlighted. I didn't know if anyone's in the chat room. I know we're 45 minutes in.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a quick pause here. The switchboard is lit up, brother. You know, so in order for us to at least get some calls in, we're going to take a call or two now. Are you ready for some questions?
Definitely.
Okay, we're going to start off with our first caller here from the 323 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Am I online?
Yes, you are. Greetings, sister. How are you?
I'm doing good. And how are you all?
Doing well, sister. Thank you.
Good. I was just listening. He giving some powerful information, but also I had a question. I was listening to Sister Mara Eighth Star. She was saying how most people have been
sweetheart of a sister.
Yeah, very, very. You know, I love all my queens and kings out there. But how every kingdom has been formed, and the earth is really like a daughter, and a new creation of a daughter in itself through character. So can you expound on that a little bit for me? Like creating something new artistically, even like myself now, I find myself getting just more conscious, writing, singing, doing things that I myself through like Pata, which is the path of your own self, you know. And I find a lot of people, even around here in the Los Angeles, in their own world, separate, alienated in the essence, like, you know, so, like, not really intertwining much, just focusing in their own individual world in the essence. But I'm just saying, bringing that back to the daughter essence, is that in a creation period, like, it's just like a creation of an individual stepping stone within a person to find themselves.
Definitely, you know, it's easier to separate the male and the female in the aspects of understanding the spirit, because the woman carries the soul matrix. She carries, you know, several pieces of, better lack of words, you know, organic equipment that men don't. And that allows them to be in tune with certain things and certain abilities that we have to turn on. But likewise, men also possess an internal sun. But what it is that, indeed, the earth as a spirit itself, female spirit, has been just like a woman would attempting to make decisions and deciding what it wants to do. It's a conscious being. And there's been many of as you see, the larger planetary systems that have sought to make influence. And how you can understand the whole world is still a fractal or a small piece of everything that's going on in outer space. That's exactly what women face now in their life. Is you have one individual who may have succeeded in life and is just more influential as a character, like a guy who's just, you know, he has things going on with business, et cetera, and he's attempting to influence her consciousness. And then at the same time, you have other male factions that are playing a different role and attempting to influence her consciousness, even sometimes by force. And so what you have in the end is that everyone has to go to a point where they go internal for a moment at least, understanding how to operate both worlds, because if there's always an external idea of things, meaning I need to go out here and do this, I need to make sure that this is together, then the inside is starving. And so what we see with most individuals, because the poles are definitely changing and then the magnetic influence is definitely picking up, what's happening with most individuals, they're unlocking the other side of themselves. And that's really something that the ancients, even the recents, knew how to do, playing around with magnets and monatomic golds and different things like this, of how to turn on the other side of the brain, which is more it's more individual. It's the actual, for better lack of words, fingerprint. It's what's different about us, or what they actually call the Bomar gene. It's amazing that that's actually my last name, but it's what makes each and every single one of us individual. And so, yeah, definitely I see as the female consciousness at this point has an option, just like the male consciousness does. You can either ride with the negative side of Venus, which it seems to be what's doing a lot of the influence negatively over women, or what we just call the V. It seems to be an androgynous being, by the way. It doesn't seem to be just male, but also female, and playing both roles. But you can either choose that, which is in the forefront and in the scene of everything, Victoria, or she could choose to not choose and see what she really is. And that's, again, what we're all facing at this point. We can either emulate, as men, some of these suns, or dying suns, as they keep calling them. Notice a lot of people are worshiping dying suns. Right. Or we can go to seeing, you know, what's beyond a sun. And that's what I believe that what happened initially with our test and knowledge is we didn't question if there were higher knowledge before we actually delved in some of the things. A lot of the people that are what they're involved in, they didn't question, is there higher than this? They just immediately went to what was given to them. And that is also the danger with some of these elders that are out now that are, they're really just warlocks. You know, I've seen a thousand of these guys. You know, I mean, they but you can go ahead, Suzanne, because I've almost got off the topic, but make sure I get back to that topic, brother.
But I also want another, because I'm an Aries, April 15th, and I want to know how that link, because I do have like a male, like, dominancy, you know, and I know Mars is lining up with that planet, within my birth month. So how do I relate with that? Because I know sometimes I can be, real kind, and then I could just, you know, get kind of pissed off. I didn't know you could be like that. You're so nice. how do Mars kind of affect? Because no one really talks about the Aries, you know.
Well, see, the thing is, a lot of people are just being what they say they are. It's like a Jedi mind trick. It's like, this is what you're supposed to be. Oh, that's how I am. You see, it seems SS, meaning it's the serpent, definitely, keeping tracks of the stars for aeons to know when beings were going to be born that were stronger, weaker, et cetera. And when these beings' records were up for taking, the reason why they were so valuable, because it was so difficult to keep track of the stars, because stars now, with all these other extraterrestrial bodies that we have docked within our system, you could be thinking you're looking at a star, but do you have a ship to go and see? Like one time when I flew up my astral body out of Earth, I had this idea of heaven. This was early in life, but I still had the lucid ability, and I flew out of Earth, and I was outside of Earth, and I had nothing to stand up. Like I was kind of slipping out there, and it was all black, and I was looking and seeing certain things in the distance, and then I finally decided to just break the lucid sleep, and I realized that whatever they wanted you to see out there, they could really show you if you had no way of verifying it. And anyone that was actually out there, I mean, if you actually had a real physical ship to be out there, you were in the club with them. You were in the organizations that have Trek Space, or the Psychonauts, as they call themselves. If you were leaving for the physical ship. But there's beings that look at, when you leave Earth with the physical ship, they just kind of shake their head because they realize that, you know, you're the first thing. You don't go. You go in there. You have a light body inside of you, and that's, you know, that can take multiple people and yourself. And so this is again, a lot of this content is a lot longer and from a level of understanding and foreign sometimes. But when we look at it, when you play some of these recordings back and think about it on a simple level, it kind of makes perfect sense. Oxygen is going to always be what holds the material body from going too far out in space, lest man contaminate things with his ideas. Like, you can't even when they're doing a self-sustaining system inside of a space shuttle, it still only goes so far. And, you know, I don't know how we got into quantum mechanics, but basically what I'm saying is that there's fail-safes to keep a person from getting into higher levels of thought, and there's also hindrances to keep operating into higher levels of thought. So the first thing that we have to do is we have to erase everything that they said about us. Go to the end of your story, for better lack of words. There's a book, I believe it's called The Book of Destiny. It's written by a Hebrew Kabbalist. And this book, you can, I believe, find it. It's a huge book, but you can find it for like $13, $14 on Amazon. And this book, it's very weird when a person reads this book. We've watched people, when they read the book, they most of the time cry, because what's written on the page is exactly who they are, like to the teeth. And these are, of course, Kabbalists, you know, old Jewish men with long beards, you know, they cook this thing together. So what I realized after I wrote the book, and I read about me, I went to the end. After reading through it, I said, okay, I'm going to start from here, because they were right. It was literally like whatever they've done in this system, when you adapt this zodiac and these birthdays and all of this other data, they know exactly what you're going to be about. They pigeonhole you. It's like the moment that you say, my name is James. Okay, James goes down one pigeonhole. You know, it's IMS. Then he's going to, it's like a computer processing the information, born here, date here. And it does this stuff so fast that it immediately knows where you're going to be, what decision you're going to make. And what people have to start doing is they have to be rare. They have to start moving in mysterious ways again, be pinpointed, meaning that your next move is not predictable anymore. You just go to your parents and say, hey, I'm leaving. What do you mean? Don't ask me. I got something I'm doing. You know, this is how I really move about life. I don't have to move unpredictable, or else you suffer the consequences only of people.
I see. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, sister. Yeah, you posed some excellent, excellent questions. You know, and always a pleasure to have you. Please stick around. There's a lot more information to come, sis.
Thank you. You all have a good night.
Thank you. You too, beloved sis. Peace. And before we move on to our next caller, we just want to acknowledge another master in the house who is also a dear friend of ours and also a part of the family, who is here representing Sovereign Mind Radio, Brother Lennon Honor. I see you out there in the chat room, brother. Always a pleasure to have the scholars in the house. And Brother Lennon doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be on with us next week. And I'll be in his ear about that tomorrow. But welcome, brother. Always a pleasure to have you in the house. And with that, we're going to move on to our next caller. Ooh, yeah, the switchboard is really swinging tonight. We have a caller from the 313 area code. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Oh, I guess they're just listening. Oh, well, I don't blame them. Believe me, with this type of information, I'd just be sitting back and listening, too. So we're going to move on to our next caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Peace, beloved. How are you?
I am extremely wonderful and grateful and Illuminated One and Brother Seven. This is very enriching for my spirit to hear a young brother have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, his truth, about the elders who are perpetrating a lot of evilness or misleading people. That takes a lot of courage, and I commend you and send you energy for more strength to be able to do that, because that's not an easy task that you have undertaken. And you spoke about writing and the writing bringing you more gifts that Tahuti is blessing you, and that is a wonderful thing as well. And those who are listening should pay attention to that. And the fact that you're sending people to themselves to look inside of themselves is the key to their destiny. And many things that you are saying are really touching my spirit in wonderful, wonderful ways. And I just wanted to say that to you and thank you, Tua, and thank you, Illuminated One. And I'm just going to listen to more wisdom from the youth.
Thank you so much, beloved Queen, who I consider a distinguished member of the family. Always a pleasure to have you, beloved. Always a pleasure to hear your powerful and kind words. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
I definitely wanted to thank the sister for the encouragement, because she's definitely right. Now, you know, the tables are turning. I won't say it was always like this. Like when we started this, even Lyndon in the chat room, man, I remember it was a time where it was really, really rough, and this was seemed like a new concept of investigating the gods. You know, who's going to put the gods on the stand? Who could be the judge? And I was at one point, I said, you know, okay, Seven, man, this is like really far out. Like, why are you still here on Earth knowing all of this? And then, you know, it seemed to be somewhat out of place for me. And then I ran into Lennon. And amazingly, we went to the same high school together and never saw each other. But I ran into him on YouTube and I saw one of his videos. And it really put the flame back in me to keep going, that there was, you know, if it's just one of us. And to hear the sister, you know, come forth and definitely say, you know, what everyone sees going on. Like, see, the thing about it is, you know, I'm a little crazy anyway. So I could see if I was, you know, talking about something that wasn't going on, I'm on one of my quantum theories. No, I'm talking about stuff. The only thing that I'm really talking about here on this show is things that I know, that I've seen with my own eyes. And that's all I always say. It's different when you're talking to a person that knows. Like, I can tell immediately when I'm talking to someone who's had the quantum paranormal experiences and multiple paranormal experiences, then one, it's kind of like even a certain look they have in their eyes. And so all these things really lead us back to and forward to what we really have going on right now in our primary reality as our present. And so what I realized was, and that's really what's been going on with inside me, and I definitely believe is one of the reasons why we've connected, because you see how we connected. We just all of a sudden you knew about me, we connected, we seemed it the same way, and the next minute we were on the show, and then things are still unfolding like they are now very rapidly. And I really wanted to say to the communities that are out there, you know, African-American communities, even Caucasian communities, because the bloodlines are now so mixed up. And that's why we have to let go of things. And I always said this because a lot of people are scared of this retribution that's supposed to hit them if they deny the God at the last moment. And all I would say to people is like, okay, because that's the fear. But let's just so say that the God did show up that you believe in. I would just be like, look, it got so crazy in the end. Everyone was saying they were you. and I knew that I had to do something else because I can't follow every a group of individuals that I know that, and I feel personally are going in the wrong direction. And if I'm somehow in the wrong because of that, then I'm willing to accept it. It's almost like, you know what they say, kind of you're manning up, or as they say, to the actual the scenario that's going on. And but like I said, there's no limit to the individuals that you see in these communities that practice this type of magic that seem to, you know, it's just the darker sides of the Orisha religions. And they peddled this as if there was a way to transfer money for spirit. And it always says, woe to the person who gets involved in things like that. And you should always address the individual. Like today, I did happen to sit, because normally I won't listen to individuals that I know that are carrying the negative vibration from a level of magic, because that is how they enter one's fold. Like I noticed that most individuals are hooked to these individuals now because of their voice and the entity that's speaking through them. And we can, I want to get into definitely that a little bit later on in the show about how for this particular being that these individuals are worshiping, it needs a host, it needs a vessel to actually come into in order to manifest itself in 3D. And so it's used out of these individuals as portals and vessels to bring forth its message of just deception. The deception is going to come very heavy at this point, and that's why it's easy just to detach from everything, because you don't, like they say, it's hard to, you don't have to remember anything when you're telling the truth. You just don't. And so with a lot of these individuals, it's so much data and so much information and things like that about the God and what day and the ritual. So here's what I was listening to today, this angelic stimulus package. Now, obviously, now the price, the benefit of this, and I'll show you how spirituality gets all twisted up, and then it gets the person in a lot of trouble. This angelic stimulus package that's being presented by Mr. Hemet. $2,500 the person's supposed to receive from some unknown location, some unknown destination, and then they get $150 worth of pictures for only $50. But this $2,500, now 25 is the number of ISIS. So I've already talked about this same type of belief within this individual and this cult that they're involved in. And then from there, what is this genie in the bottle effect that people keep thinking that real spirituality has something to do with? Like, you can't say, okay, I'm going to genie this thing. Actually, you might as well go to Vegas. Because if you think that you're going to give $50 and you're going to get $2,500 back, it's the game. And that's the game that these beings love to play, because the Most High has nothing to do with this type of stuff. And that's what I started to really tap into. When you take away the filters, again, stop seeing this, your focal point or the high being as a man, a woman, a bird, a fish, a dog-headed snake, dragon, creature. You see? And latch on to that it's not going to be in your reach and conception until you turn on certain things, because there's basic knowledge that was left behind. One, there's a chakra center or jewels encrusted inside the body that are turned off. Two, individuals being possessed can do paranormal things because the spirit goes into their body as a fluid and turns on the lower functions of those, which are normally within the feet and the knee. Basically, this the inverted tree below the waist. And so a person possesses extreme charisma and prowess, or the person actually has a sex appeal to them. And this is why a lot of the Hollywood figures, when they get initiated, they have this sex symbol way, even if it's a vampire. I'm looking at the vampire now become the sex symbol on this new Twilight series and things like this. And this is what, again, is going to end up affecting the masses of people, because they're using the children like a SETI or a hive mind in order to manifest and keep this reality where it is. However, that is not going to work in its totality, and that's what I figured out. I keep figuring that out, because sometimes you when you get deeper and deeper and you say, man, you know, is that's what's in control? What's going to overthrow that? And then later on in your studies, you figure out what's there. But at this point, after what I've seen again, after what I heard today was a very special day for me personally, December 7th. When I saw Dilbert Blair come out, I said, man, well, I'll rally behind the elder. Like, I know he's, I already know he's in the know.
Most definitely.
I already know. He's messing with dials. He's messing with magnets. Now we're talking. See, I'm not talking about rituals anymore. Like, I've watched individuals get so deeply involved with rituals and keeping pigeons in the closet for, like, three or four days in the dark and then bringing them out and then having to eat him when he's not bathed and all of this stuff. And I still see those people broke. And the reason why they were doing that ritual was to have some money. So what's up? You know, like, that is really...